The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So we just take refuge. Not to insulate us from the world, but we can meet it in such a way that reduces rather than compounds suffering. We're far more suggestible. We tend to imagine when we marinate in environments of hatred and confusion, barbarism becomes more and more likely. So even if we are very careful, the intention, non-harming, it's important that we come back again and again, remembering refuge. Have to find ways to abide goodness, to restore the heart against the kind of bombardment. Greed, hate, delusion. So here we actually consciously, it's a little harder online. We can do it. Very consciously enter a kind of Dharma realm field. And everything means a little something different once we've entered that realm. How your body feels is a little different. What your thoughts mean is a little different. It's a kind of web of association to moments of practice, kindness, clarity, letting go. Courage. Enter the Dharma field. And then Dharma meets the second arrow. And what meets the first, maybe something, the first arrow, some suffering still left over, the Dharma, not a perfect consolation for the totality of human life. Human tragedy. So the Dharma meets the second arrow and grief maybe meets the first, kind of quiet grief, very close to something like love. So we abide together, connected with a kind of some network of goodwill, renunciation, intention to not harm. This entry into the kind of Dharma realm may be quite subtle. Maybe it seems like barely anything is different. But as one of my teachers, Shinzen would say, subtle is significant. We start to take our cues from goodness, an image of someone, something we love. Maybe just a kind of conscious breath that reminds us of all the moments we have loved. Conscious breath that reminds us of all that we know. You don't have to trace out the implications of your love in this moment, just rest with it. One of the signals that we've entered a kind of realm of Dharma, this field of sensitivity and care. There's more space. The view becomes vaster. Become a little less preoccupied by the notion of, quote, my life. So love and egocentrism work across purposes. And we might consider question, what does love ask of you? What do you vow? How do you wish to serve? All of us, these weird hybrid creatures, lay people on what is actually a very radical path. Radical in its commitment and faith in love, nonviolence.